Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Good morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. We'll get to the audio portion of the show, but first we begin, as we always do, with the injuries. Quite a few players did not practice yesterday for the 49ers. Mike Evans, Kalen Black, Dazon Stribling, Christian Kirk, Grayson Halton, Jack Jones, Malik Mustafa, Jordan James, Keon White, Vidarian Lowe, and Cam Sample all did not participate in practice. On the good side, CJ West and Romello Height were both back and participating after their own separate injuries. Now, to the audio portion of the show. Take a listen to Jair Brown. Really interesting media session yesterday. He was not shy about sharing his feelings on the new scheme.
I love the scheme. I love the teammates I got. I'm comfortable this year for me. And I'm honestly having fun, bro. Having fun. And I can't remember the last time I had this much fun.
Okay, but what specifically about the scheme do you like?
Raheem's dope, bro. Super dope. He wants football players, you know. Previous schemes we've been in haven't wanted that. You know, Raheem wants you to play football. He wants instinctive players. He wants guys who can just, you know, get out there and play ball and read the quarterback. So scheme fits all of us, man. And it's been great to see us transition into this explosive D-back unit.
There was a lot of hope when Morris got the job that he would be able to get more out of the defensive backs that were already on the roster. Now, of course, we can't know right now whether that's going to happen or not because they're not playing real games against real competition. But we have heard multiple guys in this secondary talk about how much they like what the 49ers are doing to this point. Let's hear more from Brown now. What did you not like about the previous schemes you were in, Jair?
I'm not going to even go there, man. And what happened last year is what happened last year. You know, Cliff, things have been better, of course. But I'm not going to, you know, hold nobody accountable to that. I'll just hold myself accountable and take whatever come with that, you know. But what happened last year was last year.
All right. Well, we can't let you get off the podium without asking about Dante Whitner. He lit you up this offseason. What's your response to that?
It's something we do as humans, you know. We like to judge and, you know, put our own perspectives and our own opinions on others. Whether they're completely wrong or completely right, you know, everybody feels like their opinion should be evaluated, should be taken serious. And it's all opinions at the end of the day. The guys in this building know what's going on. My teammates know what's going on. My coaching staff and my owners know what's going on. So I'm really just focused on them, man, and the people in this building, making them proud, making the franchise proud. All the outside noise, it doesn't bother me. You know, I'm not really a big social media guy.
Sounds like a guy that's actually in a pretty good place right now. For whatever that is worth, it's obviously not a bad thing. The Niners desperately need better play at safety. And if that comes from guys like Brown making a leap this year, so be it. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. Brock Purdy sat down for a conversation with Tim Kawakami. They talked about Kyle Shanahan's accident, a record that Brock is approaching this year, and how the team is looking at the 2026 season. If you want to read some of those comments, you can click the link in the description. One thing to watch, Kyle Shanahan's recovery. Things continue to trend in a good direction. Listen to Kyle Juszczyk talking about that yesterday.
Kyle is just so good at what he does, an incredible leader for us. So the more we can have him around, the more we can have his knowledge in the meeting rooms and all that type of stuff is better. And he seems to be getting better genuinely each and every day. I see him out there. He's out there a little bit longer. He's starting to, you can just tell that energy is coming back to him. So I feel like he's going to be back full time here pretty soon. And that's always a good thing.
Kyle has been seen at practice for longer and longer stretches of time, including his longest period yesterday with the 49ers. So that is obviously good. Now, remember, this isn't a linear thing. He could have a setback at any time, but obviously the news so far to this point appears to be good. One thing you might have missed. Happy trails, Akello Witherspoon. The former 49ers third round pick in 2017 is retiring from the NFL. He, of course, appeared in 47 games for the Niners. He also spent time with the Seahawks, Steelers, Rams, and Commanders, because apparently they won't stop until they have every former 49er on the team. But congratulations on a good career, Akello Witherspoon. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. We also have a brand new newsletter. Comes out once a week on Saturdays. There's a link to sign up in this description. It's a 5-minute read. It is 100% free. I promise you, you will like it. Just a little something to keep us top of mind for you on Saturdays. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
I couldn't be happier. I'm going to take the severance and retire. My wife and I are going to travel. I really couldn't be happier.
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard Podcast production, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.